This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Juan Thornhill, folks. He goes even further. He says the postseason, not out of the question.
I looked at the teams in the AFC, like everyone is, it's like neck and neck, you know? You might have like four teams that's like in front of us maybe with a better AFC record. But other than that, like everyone else has like only one AFC win or two AFC wins, and we're sitting at two wins. So I don't think anyone is like, even at 1-6, we're sitting here sitting like the season's over. Like we're just continuously trying to, you know, stack wins, and we can just keep this thing rolling.
Tone, I think we're playing the Juan Thornhill schedule game.
I love that.
That's what we're doing, buddy.
We are. And I've done it too. We're all guilty of it. I do love that they've won one game and he's like, stack wins and keep it rolling.
Well, but he sounds like Juan and Westlake right now, who just wants the Browns to win.
He's the perfect example of what I'm talking about. 216-474-0092. I want to know from you, if you guys tell me to stand down, I'll stand down. All right? Because we can't do seven in heaven and we can't do seven in hell right now. We are in purgatory. We don't play either of them. I didn't call for either of them. We got John coming up at 7:20. Guys, we're in purgatory
right now.
I don't know
where
we're going. I don't think we're in hell. Did our quarterback play like we were in hell?
The most in hell in the NFL to you last week to no longer being in hell.
Not in hell.
And what are they?
I don't make the rules.
So you, Juan Thornhill.
Do you want to ask people if we're still in hell?
We're all in the same boat.
Do you want to ask people if we're still in hell? I don't think we're still in hell.
What
I think we're in purgatory. We're not in heaven.
What? Well, so who are the teams in hell then?
I don't know, but it ain't us. We're not playing seven in hell. We're not playing seven in hell.
Maybe we need to. Maybe I should have put the kibosh on this.
Playing seven in hell. So I don't know who else is in hell because we're not going to play that this week. And we're not in heaven, so I'm not going to play seven in heaven. We are one in purgatory. That's where we are right now.
We're the only one in purgatory?
We are in purgatory. That's where we are.
Amazing. One win.
I don't know where we're
really
at.
It really does. And a special win. Like, it was a special win.
It was a special win.
There's no doubt.
He's exactly what I'm talking about. What is his contract?
He makes a lot of money.
He makes a lot of money, right? He ain't got nothing. He ain't interested in next year. He's not interested in not making the playoffs.
No, so I understand that in principle.
I understand what you're saying. See, you're a general manager who will never get fired. So am I. I got to think about a guy like Andrew Berry. I had somebody tweeting me yesterday going, do you think you deserve to give Andrew Berry an apology? Oh, you mean one of the guys who pushed for this whole quarterback trade in the first place? I'm sorry. Did the third round defensive tackle play yesterday? Oh, wait, he wasn't active and he was cut before the season started? Yeah, no, we're not going to go that far yet. But he's a guy who definitely needs to try to go for the gusto here because he signed Juan Thornhill. Juan Thornhill, who's been hurt most of the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Juan Thornhill, who also, when healthy, played his ass off on Sunday. And he did. He was good for this team. So Juan Thornhill, he has no interest in 2025 or 26. He wants to make the playoffs now. He made his money. He wants to play. He wants to win. So Juan Thornhill is the perfect example of trying to make a run, while improbable, trying to make a run that is going, while to be improbable, to help this franchise now. And that's all. I'm asking for a little bit of time. I'm asking to wait until Sunday afternoon. If they go out and they're listless and they suck and they lose to the Chargers, I give up.
Yeah, I mean,
start the sale. But if they don't and they play well and they get the 3-6, damn it, I say push. I can't say bye, and I won't, but I say push forward.
You know, maybe it's just what we do for a living, and I appreciate that you're emotional about this. I'm thinking about it from the perspective of what I would think about if it were any other team. If I saw any other team in the NFL with a bunch of high-priced veterans at 2-6, I'd be saying fire sale.
They're a disappointment.
So the only reason we're not saying fire sale is because we're in Cleveland and we're hosting shows and we're talking to fans that are Browns fans.
A Browns fan.
Yeah. But
you've been a season ticket
holder.
I don't know if you have.
No.
You've been a ticket holder of some sort.
I'm trying to be, the free tickets and the free suite tickets that I get. I'm thinking about it from the perspective
of... I have no
congratulations
idea.
Congratulations on all your success.
What a smart GM would do. What would a smart GM do looking at that game, that team? What would they do 9 times out of 10? They'd be sellers, right?
They'd be willing to answer the phone.
Yeah, which I think has probably already been happening, right? Za'Darius Smith, we've already seen reports about that. You imagine calls are going to come in. I mean, my God, it seems like...
Well, if you've already heard reports, that means that there's probably been a conversation between him and the Lions and Brad Holmes before, and maybe they haven't met that price just yet. So that means there might be some holdout to maybe make a little bit of a run here. That's what I'm saying.
So that's why like people are like, it's crazy you guys are having that conversation after a win yesterday. I'm like, well, it came up organically because that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's what happens in this league. Like Jameis Winston goes on a heater like he did yesterday, and you imagine, it just came up.
No. I don't think it's crazy to have that conversation. I disagree with everybody. I mean, if people just want us to be happy that they won, I'm ecstatic that they won. I don't think there's any question about that, but this is a real conversation they have to have. I mean, we are talking about, I mean, guys, like, if you are selling this year, Andrew Berry has to have a serious conversation with himself about his own future with this organization. Because now you're selling assets for draft picks that you might not even get to make.
But people keep telling me he'll survive longer than Kevin Stefanski will in this situation. I mean, I've definitely been hearing that. So, I don't know. Obviously, they have one more game before this happens, and it happens to be one game before the bye. The trade deadline is next Tuesday. So it gets really, really interesting on the timing of this, especially because I look at the end of the year. I mean, they have the Kansas City Chiefs. They have, obviously, the last game of the year is at Baltimore. And in years past, I go, well, Baltimore's not going to need that game. They will have everything shored up. They won't, though, because they've lost those games. Like, they're going to be jockeying for seeding position. So they're going to need that game at Baltimore. Mm-hmm. You still have to go on the road to Pittsburgh. I guess on the road to Cincinnati, I'm not terrified going on the road to Cincinnati. But you get the picture. Like, they have so many games where they will be underdogs. And we're sitting here going, well, if they win one more game, do they now not sell off? And I'm like, wow, it's amazing just what one game does.
I understand that. It's unlikely, but I don't know. I go into this all blind. Like, I don't know what they're being offered. Nobody's told me, like, the Lions have offered a second rounder for Za'Darius Smith or something like that, which is unrealistic, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, I don't know going in. So, yeah, if we find out in December that the Lions offered something crazy for Za'Darius Smith and they didn't take it, I'm going to be embarrassed. I'm going to have to wear that. But as of right now, I'm not. That's all predicated on if they go out and they just suck up the room then. Because they could go out and they could beat the Chargers, then come back after the bye week against the Saints and go down to New Orleans and lose in New Orleans. And then, okay, Ken, you're 3-7. Now how are you going to fix it? Like, I don't know how much time, but you drove this thing nearly into a grave with Deshaun Watson. You have this slight glimmer of hope. Why should I waste the possibility? Yes, a possibility. Why should I waste the possibility of the rest of the season where so much has been invested into the players, into the veterans on this team? And you could tell, I mean, you could tell by their body language how they played on Sunday, what they thought of their quarterback and what they thought was going on within this franchise. All right? You could tell. What type of energy was that? Have you seen that type of energy out of them all year? No. I can't think of a moment. So their energy is there. And if I can win this game against the Chargers on Sunday, I think it extends it. Now, if somebody calls and makes a Godfather offer, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, that's...
But if they don't, and if it's just like, hey, I can, like, when you mentioned trading away Jameis Winston, I was like, I can get a compensatory pick for him next year. If I get a conditional sixth or seventh rounder for Jameis Winston coming up at this trade deadline, I don't need to make that move. I can get a conditional for him and see how he plays for the rest of this year and see what we can get out of that. Like, well, I don't have to make these moves right now.
I saw people saying Jameis should be the starter going into next season. So,
well, maybe if
he's not under contract for next season.
I think that's a lot of people thinking that they're not going to take a quarterback here in this draft class because they're afraid to take one. And there's plenty of reasons to maybe be afraid of some of those guys. But if people want as close to a sure thing as possible, so they want to wait on Arch Manning in a year. So if that's the case, then yeah, maybe you can talk about Jameis for starting for another year. But I think there'll be other teams, if he continues to play well, who would want to talk about him for starting for another year. Are you willing to make that investment when you already have still so many invested in a guy that you really don't want to put on the field ever again? That's a lot to take in. So there's a lot of trust here, and since I don't trust anybody right now, I can't trust Andrew Berry right now. I'm sorry. I distrust Andrew Berry right now as much as I've ever distrusted
him. I'm with you there.
And I like the guy personally.
Some of his players finally stepped up this week.
Now because of that, I have to see where the rest of this season's going to go, because I can't guarantee anything. The closest to a guarantee I can get is this year, and that's still flimsy. So I have to try to see this thing through, considering that they went and put this thing nearly in straight hell to get some sort of return on investment over a quarterback that was never going to do it in the first place. He was terrified in the pocket. He was terrified out of the pocket. He was terrified to throw an interception. That's why he held on to the ball for so long, and that's why he took off, because he didn't want to turn the damn ball over because he's worried about his stats. He's a basket case back there, and we all know that. You saw the difference last year and this year in a comfortable, competent quarterback. And I'm still trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, I don't know if I want to go full throttle yet, but we know where it's going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.